Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Welcoming Wellness and Wisdom, where we explore innovative strategies, insightful books, and healing modalities to take control and optimize your own health and well-being. I'm your host, Debbie McCarthy, a certified holistic health and life coach, hypnotherapist, and Reiki healer, along with my husband, Dave, an avid runner and wellness enthusiast. Join us today as we share personal stories, triumphs, struggles, and the importance of preparation for hiking some of the most challenging peaks with stunning views in the United States, the 4,000 foot mountains of New Hampshire. From navigating rugged terrain to experiencing the beauty of nature at its finest, each summit offers a unique adventure and a chance to test our limits. Dave recently completed a bucket list goal by summiting his 48th and final peak from New Hampshire's 4,000 footer list. While there are several hiking lists, the 48 4,000 foot peaks is the most common that hikers seek in New England. Given the fact that the famed Appalachian Trail, which starts in Georgia and stretches 2,200 miles up the East Coast to Maine, passes 161 miles into New Hampshire, 150 miles into Vermont, and 280 miles into Maine, makes hiking a very popular activity throughout New England. So lace up your boots, grab your trekking poles, and get ready for an unforgettable adventure. Let's dive in. Dave, what motivated you to take on the challenge of hiking all 48 of the 4,000 foot peaks in New Hampshire?
I used to enjoy skiing in the White Mountains, but had never considered spending any time there during the summer season until a friend invited me along on a hiking trip in 1997. It was a four-day hike across the Presidential Range, and we stayed in the AMC huts. I was completely blown away by this experience, and it helped that the weather was just picture perfect. The views were simply amazing. When we reached the summit of Mount Washington, my friend told me that I was very lucky since the weather is only clear about 15% of the time. Now, I was running marathons at the time, so the hiking did not seem to be all that difficult. I just loved being up on that ridge and felt like I was on top of the world. After this trip, I became obsessed with reading everything I could about hiking and the mountains. Having completed six 4,000 foot peaks during this first trip, I felt compelled to go back for more. We started making regular visits to the Mount Washington Valley and the White Mountains soon after that first trip. And while it clearly had become a goal in the back of my mind, I kind of put it on the back burner when our kids were really young. We started hiking with the kids by taking on some really small mountains and some fun valley hikes. And it was not until the boys got older that we started working on some of the easier 4,000 foot peaks. As they got older and bigger and stronger, it became a fun challenge to work on together.
Yes, and what a great bonding experience with the two boys, too. I mean, I know you guys have some fabulous conversations while you're hiking.
Oh, it certainly was. Special times.
Yeah, some of the best memories. And I know we started hiking with them when they were in the Kelty Kids backpack.
That's
you remember?
Right. Till they got to be too large.
Till they could walk.
Heavy.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just been a wonderful family activity for us. Dave, can you describe the physical and mental preparation that went into conquering these mountains?
So most of the hikes on this list are somewhat physical challenging, so it's essential to be in good physical condition. As a runner, I've found that my base conditioning has prepared me well for these hikes. I can say from experience the better physical shape I am in has a direct correlation to my ability to take on some of the more challenging summits. And looking back, there were some years that I was not in as good a shape as I am now, and it definitely impacted my experience on the trails. With regards to the mental preparation, I find it rewarding to take on a big challenge and then develop a plan to complete it. The 48 Peaks certainly fit into this category. It just became a fun bucket list goal for me. And while I hike relatively frequently, I was content to just take it slow and knock off a few peaks each year. I did not feel overly compelled to complete this challenge in a very short period of time. It was kind of like enjoying a fine wine.
Yeah, and I often tell my clients, look at it took you 27 years, right? I often tell my clients taking small, steady steps towards reaching your goals is the way to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
I love that. Dave, what was the most challenging or unexpected part of completing this hiking goal?
So I completed most of the peaks during our annual summer vacations or while on day trips to the White Mountains. But the final five peaks were particularly challenging since they all involved a 15 to 20 mile hike. This caused me to buy some camping gear and learn how to camp, which was something I had never done before in my life. And after an initial camping trip to Liberty Springs with my kids in 2019, I was prepared to go on a camping trip to the Bonds in 2022. Now, the final two peaks, Owl's Head and Isolation, were physically demanding because they were 15-mile hikes, and there was also some planning and navigation challenges as well. Both peaks were in very remote areas with which I was not all that familiar. So I was super concerned with planning my route and making sure I had the right tools for navigating. In the end, it all worked out perfectly.
Yeah. And I remember some of the stories from the boys when you did that Liberty Springs hike and the was it a three person tent that you all were kind of
Yeah,
laying
that was a
sideways
blast.
in?
Like sardines.
And then Dan, wouldn't you guys have ready-made meals or something? And Dan
Oh,
kept
yeah.
some kind of a dry packet or something inside of his and he
Yeah, I
heated it
forgot
up
to take
with
it out.
he just
Wasn't too tasty. The freeze-dried dinner.
He's trying to. Anyway,
We can
I'm
laugh
sure you've
now.
learned a lot from that first camping trip. So,
Yeah, and that's why we wanted to do one initial trip, is to
yeah.
make some mistakes and learn from it. And we were
Yeah.
only 3 miles from the road, so it wasn't a big deal.
Exactly. That's great. Dave, can you share some of your favorite memories from hiking the 48?
So our sons got into hiking the 48 when they were only 7 or 8 years old, and we did lots of hikes together over the years. And I would say my favorite memories are really any hike with them. They used to get so excited about reaching a summit and knocking a new peak off their list. We also had lots of fun playing various word association games on the trail to pass the time. When they were young, we had some fun staying in some of the AMC huts too. At the time, these trips felt like a huge excursion, whereas today, that same trip would be considered a very easy day hike.
Yeah, and I remember, I don't know, was it the Lonesome Lake Hut or was it Mount Zealand? Was it the Zealand Hut that we had D Dan and Pat were that we, all four of us were together. Do you
Yeah,
remember that?
I think we did both of those together, but
We did both of those together, and there was that one where what's
yeah.
wonderful about the huts, which we've talked about before, is that as long as you reserve ahead of time, they feed you have a bunk to
Bunk to
stay in.
sleep on.
And some of these bunks are what, like four high?
Madison goes up to four high, many are three high.
Wow. And the
Yeah.
kids were just loving being at the top. But of course, when they had to go to the
Yep.
bathroom in the middle of the night, that was
Yep.
always kind of
That
challenging.
was an adventure.
But the food is so good. Like the hut
Yeah.
masters that cook the food up. Of course, you have no choice of what you're going to get each night, right? It's a different menu. But I was worried about that because you remember how picky they both were. But they ate it. They had
They ate
gotten
it.
so much exercise that they just were about to eat anything that was put in front of them.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Exactly.
those were fun times. Those were great times.
So, Deb, can you tell the story of summiting one of your only 4,000 footers, Mount Washington, at 6,288 feet?
Yes, now that was quite a long weekend. I think we did it over like a 2 day, it was it 2 or 3 days? I forget. But considering I was 2 months pregnant at the time, I knew I was pregnant and not exactly sure what to expect, especially when the weather turned on us in the middle of August. There was an almost nor'easter that blew in as we were crossing the ridge between Mount Madison and Mount Washington. And this was before GPS. And I'm not sure we would have made it to our destination, which is the Lake of the Clouds AMC hut below Mount Washington, if it weren't for the cairns that were marking the hiking trails. And for those that don't know what cairns are, they're like stacked rocks that basically tell you how the trail goes as you get higher up in elevations. There's no trees, so you can't see a marking on a tree. They use these rocks. And thank God for those, because we could barely see from all the rain, wind, and cloud cover. I feel like we were prepared as far as what we packed. And thank goodness for that, because we had fleece, we had waterproof boots, waterproof jackets. The only thing we forgot, which I never would have thought we needed in the middle of August, were gloves, because it was freezing. But we did have, I remember you telling me, make sure you pack extra wool socks. So what did I put out of my hands? Wool socks, and
Extra
they
gloves.
kept me warm. And I'll never forget the sound of the whirling wind. And I've always been a very faithful person and just praying to God, please just let us get there safely and don't let me fall. I got a baby in there. And we also were hiking with some very good friends of ours, Jim and Caroline. And this was their first hiking trip, right? So it was like the blind leading the blind on this one, because we were still relatively inexperienced, And if I were to do it again, I would have definitely paid better attention to the weather forecast before we took off that day from Mount Madison's hut. We were very lucky and blessed to get to the Lake of the Clouds hut safely. And then the following day, it was miraculous. It was beautiful and clear. And we were able to hike safely up the 1.5 mile route to the summit of Mount Washington. It wasn't that easy, obviously. 1.5 miles doesn't sound that long, but when you're hiking over rocks most of the way, it's a bit challenging. But in the end, totally worth it. We had a rare, clear day with stunning views for miles. Just due to being quite tired, I elected to take a van trip down the mountain that day rather than hiking it. And that was a good call on my part. But yeah.
And I think we look back and they had closed the auto road that day because the weather was so bad. I mean, it was in the 30s and it was
That's
sleeting.
right.
And
Yeah,
so the
sleeting.
cars couldn't go up the mountain the way they normally do. They turn them around at the halfway point or so. I mean, that's pretty extreme for early August.
Definitely. Yeah, but we made it. We
We
had
made it.
fun. And look at Jim and Caroline now. They're hiking as much as we are now.
They've done a lot of hiking.
So, all right. So, Dave, did you have a favorite peak or trail among the 48 4,000 foot peaks, and why was it your favorite?
So my favorite set of peaks is the three Bonds, West Bond, Bond, and Bond Cliff. Now these peaks are located in the middle of the Pemigewasset Wilderness, about 10 miles from the nearest road. I did these peaks as a camping trip with my friend Joe about 2 years ago. While highly remote, this area is just spectacularly gorgeous. There is a seemingly endless stream of mountains visible in every direction. What also makes it particularly nice is that there are a lot less hikers than in the more popular areas. I think one of my favorite memories was waking up my sleeping bag at the Guyot shelter to one of the most brilliant sunrises I have seen in my entire life over this ridge of mountains. I hope to get back there again someday.
Did it take you a couple days? I'm just curious how many miles it was total,
It
round
was like
trip.
22 miles total, which we did over 2 days. So we just camped one night. But there were two long days of hiking.
Yeah. You'll have to send me some of the great pictures that you took from that trip
Oh,
because I'll
sure.
post them in my Instagram and Facebook accounts which I'll put some links to in the show notes
Yeah, I
because
got a great.
you did have some fabulous views from
Unbelievable.
waking up that morning. I'd love to show people what that looks like. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So, Dave, what advice would you give to others who are considering hiking the 48 Peaks?
So I would start by researching and planning out your hike. So when I started, the only resource that was available was really the White Mountain Guidebook maps, which are published by the Appalachian Mountain Club. But today there's lots of great websites, books, and even hiking apps. So make sure to plan out your trip and understand what to expect along your route. Don't take on a hike unless you feel confident that it is within your capabilities. And don't just consider the distance of the hike, consider the elevation gain too. I suggest people start with some easier hikes and then work your way up to more challenging hikes. And always watch the weather forecast carefully. Having been caught in a few storms, I've learned to have a plan B if the weather turns bad. Just because it's summertime in the valley does not preclude winter conditions from occurring in the summits. As we just talked about that with the Mount Washington trip. So make sure you also carry the 10 essentials, which are listed on the AMC website at www.outdoors.org.
And I know you have a favorite hiking app. Which one is that again?
The one I like is called Gaia, Gaia, which is published by like the outdoor TV people. But it's a very nice app because it shows you topography, and it does I think it's better than some of the other ones that are out there in terms of navigation. And what I like about it is that when I hike, I can turn my phone on airplane mode and I can follow the map on my phone. So I can see where I'm going. If I were to go off trail or try something different, it'll show me exactly where I am relative to the trails and also shows me topography and measures, distance, time, and elevation gain and all that jazz. So it's a really cool app.
That's great. And then we'll put a link to the White Mountain, AMC White Mountain guidebook in the show notes. And I know there was another book. Was it called 52 with a View?
So that's there is a book with a 52 with a view. I mean, that's another list, and
And
we
that's New
can
Hampshire as well, right? That's all
that's
New
New
Hampshire?
Hampshire as well. That's
Yeah,
the
yeah.
peaks that are under 4,000 feet.
Yep. And so we'll put a link to that too for those that may not want to, take on the challenge of the 4,000 footers. Yeah. That's great. Well, thanks for sharing. Dave, are there any lessons or insights you gain from this experience that you'd like to share with listeners?
So I believe there's tremendous value in just getting away from our digital devices and getting out in nature. I don't think we do enough of that these days. And sometimes, for me, the day-to-day grind in corporate America just gets to be a bit much. So it's great to get out. And as I kind of mentioned, my phone's usually in airplane mode when I hike. And getting out and spending time in nature just helps me decompress and relax. It helps me kind of refocus on what's truly most important. And since, as Rich Roll says, mood follows action, sometimes just getting out and getting into nature will cause me to think clearer, develop new ideas, and gain some much needed perspective. It's helped me, let go of work and deal with it later. And I used to really obsess about keeping up on email, but hiking's taught me that while I might have 75 emails waiting in my inbox at the end of the day, only a handful of them are truly important. And that was a major revelation that has impacted my time management practices.
Yeah.
And also, as someone who took up hiking kind of later in life, I used to worry about getting lost and encountering animals. But I must say, there are about 1,500 miles of trails in the White Mountain National Forest, and overall, the trail system is quite remarkable. I've never been lost, and after hiking well over 1,000 miles myself, I've only had a few encounters with an animal larger than a squirrel, which is quite remarkable.
Yeah, no kidding.
I had one brief encounter with both a black bear and a moose, and in both cases, I just backed away and they went on their merry way, and that was it. Last year I saw a porcupine and he scampered away so quickly upon seeing me that I struggled just to get a picture of him. And it's really kind of dawned on me that the woods are normally just a very quiet place. So the noise of humans passing through is usually enough to scare them away.
Yeah, I agree. And not that I've hiked many 4,000 footers, but I've certainly hiked enough with you and the kids, and I don't think I've ever seen a bear or a moose on the trail. And how many mountains have I hiked? Like 27 or something? Not 4,000 footers, but just,
Somewhere around there.
And the only time we saw bears and moose were when we were in our car on the side of the road. So for me anyway, yeah. So you're absolutely right. It's you rarely even see squirrels.
That used to be a fear of mine starting out, though. I was just like, oh my
Yeah,
goodness, what am I going to
right.
do?
Yeah,
So
exactly.
we hear stories.
Yeah, Dave, now that you've completed the 48, what are your future hiking goals?
So I'm presently working on the 52 with a view list, and I'm about two-thirds of the way through it. So this list contains 52 peaks under 4,000 feet that have an outstanding view. And some of these are relatively easy and straightforward, like Mount Willard and Middle Sugarloaf and Pemigewasset. But there's many peaks on this list that consist of a somewhat challenging, 6 to 10 mile hike. And it's been fun to explore some new trails and some new peaks that I would not have otherwise visited. Another goal for me is to complete the 32 mile long Pimy Loop, which goes over the Franconia Ridge, Garfield Ridge, and then finishes across the Bonds. Now, there's some people who go off and they do it in a single day, but I'm planning on a 3 day camping trip. I've also been thinking about, section hiking the 160 mile portion of the AT as it passes through New Hampshire. And I'm looking for any volunteers who might want to join me on either one of these adventures.
You think you'll be able to recruit
Debbie?
any of your kids?
I don't know. They're kind of busy.
You
They're
never know. You
capable, but
gotta
yeah.
ask. You gotta
Exactly.
ask.
No, we've
Yeah.
talked about it.
Yeah.
We've
Yeah.
talked about
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. This is
it.
this was a this was a big feat of yours.
Thank you. It's been fun. It's been a fun adventure.
We wrap up this episode on hiking the 48 4,000 footers of New Hampshire. We hope you are inspired to lace up your boots and hit the trails because adventure awaits. From the challenging ascent of Mount Washington to the beauty of the Bonds, each hike offers its own unique set of obstacles and rewards. Whether you're an experienced hiker or a novice looking to take on a new challenge, the 48 4,000 footers provide an opportunity to test your limits and discover nature at its finest in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Check out our Instagram and Facebook pages at Coach Debbie McCarthy for beautiful photos from Dave's favorite trip to the Bonds in New Hampshire. Happy hiking! When someone is self-conscious about their weight, it impacts almost every area of their life. My friend Alan Thomas and his wife Angie developed a process from personal experience battling obesity for over 30 years. Join Alan and Angie for their free training, where they share a simple five-step strategy for permanent weight loss. This was how they personally dropped a total of 192 pounds in 260 days, and they've helped countless others do the same thing. You'll learn the simple step-by-step game plan to drop hundreds of pounds, why the perfect diet is a myth, how to break out of food prison, how to change your eating habits for good, why excess calories are never the root of obesity. You can register for this free training now at transformmyfuture.com/wellandwise. Now is the time to get back your confidence, your energy, and your life, and go hike, walk, or bike those beautiful trails near your home. Don't forget to follow, rate, and review this podcast. And if you want to work with us, check out our website at debbie-mccarthy.com. On the homepage, you can schedule a complimentary 60-minute coaching session and subscribe to our monthly newsletter that provides inspiring messages, helpful health tips, and upcoming events. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out on our website or via email at coach@debbie-mccarthy.com. As always, consult your physician before beginning any diet, nutrition, or fitness plan. The information presented on this podcast is in no way intended to recommend the self-management of health problems or wellness as medical advice or as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. And make sure you are always welcoming wellness and wisdom into your life.